Welcome to the Family Life Church Podcast. We hope you're blessed and encouraged to share this with someone you know. Subscribe or visit thefamilylife.org for more information.
And when you saw that Nahash, everybody say that Nahash. That Nahash. And when you saw that Nahash, say it like this. And when you saw that Nahash.
You saw that Nahash.
There you go. All right. The king of the children of Ammon came against you. He said unto me, Nay, but a king shall reign over us when the Lord your God was your king. Now, move over to the book of Hebrews, the second chapter. Thou hast put all things, everybody say all things.
All things.
In subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him. He left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him, but we see Jesus.
Yes.
Who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Now, walk with me in the word for a while, if you would. We're going to talk about, but we see Jesus. Anybody understand that today? Amen. If you do, lift your hand and pray it with me. God, we see you. And I thank you, Lord, that you are worthy and you are wonderful and you are holy and righteous this day. And I thank you, God, that you are evident in this place and your power and your presence is real here. And so help us in our minds to submit everything to you, God. We see you. We look to you, Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, God. Amen. And so, Lord, I pray, baptize me and anoint me with your spirit and baptize this people and anoint them. Every one of us, God, anoint me to be your mouthpiece. Thank you, God, that you have gathered us into this place yet again on this Sunday morning, that you might be glorified and souls might be saved. And we trust in you, Lord, and we believe in you, God, and we hope in you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, let the church say amen. Now, I'd like for you to find three people, maybe four, and I'd like for you to be kind to them. I'd like you to say something very, very nice to them. Compliment them. Tell them something good. Amen. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to. Is that the way you feel? I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Come on, with a hand to heaven, sing it. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. Would you thank him? Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, God. You may be seated in Jesus' name. There was a moment, a day, just one event that forever changed the life and the lineage of Israel. That's often how life and living is. That's often how our lives are altered. One sudden event, a moment, a day that changes the trajectory for all that will follow. It becomes the filter by which we view and ultimately decide what will be in our life. It's often not perceived while in the moment. Its importance and impact is easily overlooked, but how it's responded to can possibly determine the difference between victory and defeat. It happened to Israel on a day that the Ammonites, with their king named Nahash, came against a city called Jabesh-Gilead. Nahash, that Nahash, the word said, whose name meant serpent, came against this place of and in Israel. You can read it prior to what we read. Defeat seemed imminent. Hope felt lost. So without hesitation, without a moment's thought, the people of Jabesh-Gilead asked what conditions of surrender Nahash would accept. And so he told them, I will let you live. I will let you live on this one condition, that you let me take out your right eye. All the inhabitants, young and old, child, elder, let me take out your right eye. Is that not usually how imminent defeat makes us feel? Visionless, or at least limited in our vision? The ability to grasp the depth of what is in front of us, taking away the full view, the full spectrum, the full understanding of it all, just for a moment gone? Isn't that the way defeat makes us feel surrounded and suffocated? Fear blinding us from the faith of a better day, making us see only the wound and the worry that's right in front of us. That's all.
Come on, Pastor.
That serpent, that Nahash, wanted to take their eyes and lay them as a reproach against Israel, an evidence, if you would, an evidence for all to see of defeat, a defying and a discrediting of the one true God that they served, what they represented. A heap of eyes.
Come on.
Just think about it. A heap of eyeballs removed from their sockets that stood as a reminder of a vision that had been taken from them, a hope that they could no longer see. So the elders of the city asked for a 7-day respite to send word and to see if there would be any that would come to their side, come to their aid. Deliverance, in fact, did come. You know the story. Deliverance did come. And Jabesh-Gilead was saved. But there still was a casualty in the victory. Samuel the prophet, on the post side of this encounter with Nahash, that Nahash, he told them, Israel, in so many words, that the Lord delivered you, Israel, delivered you throughout all these years from all your enemies, time and time again, victory, defeat, battle, every time. Ultimately, God was glorified through the victory that was given. The Lord sent Jerubbaal, Bedan, Jephthah, and he even looked at them and said, the Lord even sent me, Samuel. And you lived in safety, but when you saw that Nahash, when you saw that Nahash, it was then that you wanted a king. Up to that place and point, it was through the prophets and the judges that God had appointed to deliver and demonstrate his word and his power. Are you understanding what I'm talking about here today? The clarity of his voice was communicated through the prophets and through the judges that were given. The demonstration of his power and presence was always before them. But when they saw that Nahash, when they saw that Nahash, that serpent, things changed. The very thing that he wanted was the very thing that changed in them. Do you understand this? Even though there was not the relinquishing of their eyeball, even though he didn't get what he wanted in taking out that one eye, removing their depth perception, removing their ability to see completely and clearly, he still got what he wanted from him. That serpent, that Nahash, got what he wanted from them because he took their vision. They seen this tangible, terrible thing in front of them, this threat and intimidation, a fear that was felt, and they in turn wanted something, someone to contradict it. They wanted a king. Up to that point, they seen God in all his glory through the prophets and through the judges, but when that Nahash, that serpent, that thing came before them, suddenly they lost their vision and they wanted a king. When you saw that Nahash, he said, you wanted a king, Samuel said. They wanted somebody to look at. They wanted someone to look to. Israel wanted an answer for their Nahash. That serpent, Nahash, was so big in their sight that they wanted something that was bigger. Do you understand this? That they wanted a fleshly king that consumed what they would see. It is often the tactic and the intimidation of the devil to put in front of us the thing that seems to tower over us. Always presenting it there in a way that intimidates us, to rob us of our vision forward, to keep us limited in our view of faith, and to ultimately make us fear. In front of us, he places all the words and all the feelings and all the emotions. Come on, anybody identify with this? That tries to take our heart and our mind and our soul hostage. To incarcerate us in, to surround us and to remind us that he's there just waiting for that moment to take from us the vision that we have. Right. Surrounding us with as many things at once to make us feel that there is no escape and no hope. The problem, the continual problem, the repeated offense in our life, the constant struggle, the cycle of sin, the diagnosis, the word cancer, the word death, the feeling of defeat, the lost child, the child lost, lies, loneliness, abuse, neglect, age, Alzheimer's, diabetes, disease, weakness, weariness, worry. In a repetition, in a rapid repetition, he fires those things at us and we stagger and we stumble and we feel like we can't get our footing and the ground seems to slip away from us and we don't know what to do and we're consumed in our mind and in our heart. Come on. Amen. Whatever the word might be that he said to you somewhere along the way, maybe it was this last week, a few months ago, maybe it's just a few moments away. They all feel like that they hang over us, a cloud, a condition that makes our head hang low and our heart even lower. And the devil puts in place the Nahashes of our life, presenting themselves to us, trying to take from us our vision, telling us that that is the way it is. That's the verdict. Accept it, the end of the story. But you today, hear me, but you and I today have an answer for the serpent. We have an answer for every Nahash, that Nahash of our life, that one or that thing trying to take from us our vision. It should not be that we see that, but we see Jesus. Whenever I hear it, whenever I see it, whenever I recognize it around me, amen, I've got to learn to look past that. Why? Because we see Jesus. Amen. The author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. Hebrews 2:8. Go back to it if you would. Just real quick. The apostle said all things were put in subjection under his feet. Everybody say under. Everything was put under his feet, Jesus' feet. He put all things under him. He left nothing that is not put under him. No problem. Come on. No problem. No sickness. No diagnosis. No worry. No fear. No sin. No sorrow. No defeat. Everything. Everything that you can name is put under him, under his authority. He treads on it like dust. Now, I recognize this particular passage was a greater understanding of the depth and the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Amen. What is man that thou art? Go back and read it. What is man that thou art mindful of him? The Son of Man that thou visitest him. Amen. He made him a little lower than the angels. Amen. We're obligated to the doctrine of Christ, but I want you to understand that what has ever come against you or what might come against you or what you don't understand or what's been named in your life, amen, don't look at that anymore. We see Jesus. No problem, no sickness, no diagnosis, no worry, no fear, no sin, no sorrow, no defeat. Everything that you can name, everything that you can name is put under him, under his authority. under the authority of Jesus Christ. We often live below our means in the spirit because we try to take matters into our own hands and our own intellect, and we think that we can figure it out ultimately by ourselves. There are some things, everything in life has to come under the authority of the name of Jesus. It is put under him. God doesn't have to check in and out with my intellect.
Come on.
Amen. Hear me today. If you want a revelation of the mighty God in Christ, if you need a revelation of the word, amen, just open the book.
Yes.
Some people make this about that it's some kind of just chill bump and all of a sudden it's just turned on and we're the only one that has a corner of the market of the revelation of Jesus Christ. No. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ. If you'll open the book from Genesis to Revelation, I guarantee you're going to see ultimately Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And every answer for your life is found under the authority of that name, of that wonderful, mighty God in Christ. When you see Jesus, you see God. Anybody believe that today? He even said that the things that we do not see, the things that we do not know, we don't see all things, but all things are put under him. We don't see everything there is to see. We don't know everything there is to know. You may not have heard the word yet. It might come a day or two or a month or a year from now. But understand, whatever presents itself to your life, you can't fixate upon that. You must see Jesus. You've got to see the answer. You need a healing today? We see Jesus. You need deliverance today? We see Jesus. You got a problem today? You need to look for Jesus. Amen. You need the answer in your life for that problem that's been staring you down all of your life? You need to look at Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Come on, somebody clap their hands right now. The things, I'm going to stick right there for just a minute more. The things that you have not encountered yet. The devils that you don't know about, the Nahash that might cross your path in the future, all those things that try to keep you up at night, the fears and the frustrations of what could be. We do not see those things, but we see Jesus.
Yes.
God does not ask you to go where he has not already been.
Come on.
I believe that with all my heart. If I walk on territory in my life, then it is territory that God has already been to and God has already conquered and claimed. If something presents itself to me, amen, he is already there and he already has the answer. Why? Because God does not dwell. Everybody stick with me for a minute right now. God does not dwell just in the present or the past, but God is in the future. He's not limited to the one, the second, or the third dimension of my understanding, but God reaches past the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth. In other words, he is everywhere all at the same time. Amen. So that means whenever I get to that need in my life or that problem in my life or that doctor in my life or that circumstance in my life or that divorce that might be in your life or that problem in your child's life, can I tell you that God is already there before you and he has already claimed the territory? We see Jesus. Amen. We see Jesus, the author, finisher of our faith. We endure. He said on, go on back a little bit more in the book of Hebrews. We endure as seeing him who is invisible. We pull back everybody still with me? Say amen.
Yes,
we pull back the tapestry of time. God pulls back the tapestry of time. He pulls back the veil of flesh. Amen. And we endure as seeing him who is invisible. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We must believe that he is and what? He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Amen. We don't see everything there is to see. We don't know everything that there is to know about God. And can I tell every Pentecostal in the sound of my voice, every Christian in the sound of my voice today, sometimes we feel like we have a corner on the market of all that there is to understand. We don't know everything there is to know about God. There are hidden things in him that has yet to be revealed. We may not understand it, but we're going to understand it better by and by. Amen. And can I tell you the truth of the matter is that God doesn't allow us to know all that there is to know all the time. Because if we had full knowledge of everything that is surrounding us, then we would be constantly in intimidation and in fear. But we're not to look at those things. We see Jesus. Why? Because everything that we don't know about yet or everything that we do know about is under his feet. We see Jesus. Amen. Don't let that Nahash consume your vision. We see Jesus when the thing that you are facing and is facing you tries to consume your vision. We see him. Don't let that Nahash of your life take your God, Jesus Christ, out of the control and the authority of your life. Whatever was said to you, whatever is going on in your life right now, somebody hear me on this. Don't let it take your vision, even part of your vision. Don't let it remove the depth perception that you should have in God. Amen. Because he is still the authority of our life. That thing you're dealing with, that is not the authority of your life. Can I remind everybody that there are no new devils being churned out of hell? There's no new devils being made. It's just the same old devils that's been around since the beginning. They just take on a new medium and they just take on a new face. They take on a new means. I think they might be working through Facebook and everything else. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, that's probably true. But there's no new devils being churned out. There's no new spirit that you're going to encounter that's never been encountered before. So what I'm trying to tell you is it doesn't have authority over your life. If you go back and read this particular passage in Hebrews, you're going to find that out, that he was talking about angels, principalities, powers, those kind of things. That all those things were put in subjection under him. He took Jesus Christ at the cross, in the tomb, and on that day of resurrection, took authority over all those things and bruised that head of Satan, the serpent, so that he could no longer have authority and power. Stop looking at that Nahash. We see Jesus. Stop looking at that cancer. We see Jesus. Stop looking at that diabetes. Stop owning it. We see Jesus. Stop looking at that problem that's been there for a long time. We see Jesus. Stop looking at that weariness and that worry and that fear. Why? Because we see Jesus. Amen. If you look, when you see Jesus, everything else begins to get dim and Jesus gets brighter. Every time you see it, when you see him, and you focus on him, he gets more bold in your life. Don't give that serpent and fear a place. Don't agree to his conditions. Don't limit your vision. Don't limit your depth perception of what God is doing. Something is going on for the glory of God.
That's right.
Amen. For God's greater glory, saving us at work. We don't look at him. We see Jesus. Musicians, what you choose to look at is what you will see.
Come on.
Now, you can, what you choose to look at is what you'll see.
Yeah.
You can come in here today and you can see a bunch of hypocrites. I'm not saying they're here, but if you're looking for hypocrites, you'll find hypocrites.
Right.
If you're looking for problems, you're gonna find problems.
Right.
If you're looking for imperfections, you're gonna find imperfections. Yeah. Anybody like that? Every now and then I'll see something And I'll get it in my head. There's a place here in the church where some paint's peeling.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you where it's at because as soon as I say it, you'll go there right after church and look at it. Yep, right. That's what he saw. And every time I walk in, I see that paint peeling. And so you want to find something wrong?
Right.
You can find something wrong.
Right.
Yeah. Because we see what we're looking for.
Yeah.
You want to be in depression? You want to be in doubt and fear? If you keep looking for it, you're going to find it. It's going to come. You open the door to the enemy and the enemy's going to come in. That's why he said, when that spirit's cast out, he cleaned it all up and he goes and takes seven other spirits, come back worse. Why? Because the enemy is always looking for some place to find footing, some place to take somebody's vision, some place to mess up, something to be negative about. What you choose to look at is what you will see. Determine right now that it will be the one who has and will continue to save you, and that is Jesus. He did not bring you this far to abandon you. Your steps have been ordered of the Lord to bring you to where you're at. Do you believe that? That if he has ordered those steps, then he knows exactly where you are right now. Even if there's a Nahash that's in front of you and you're encountering it and you feel like your vision's gone and you have no hope, come on. You've got to look past that Nahash and see Jesus. You may say, but you don't know how bad it is. Yes, but we see Jesus. You don't understand how afraid I am. I don't.
but we see Jesus. They're lost and it looks hopeless, but we see Jesus. We don't serve what we see in this flesh, that Nahash of our life. We see and serve the Savior, the one strong and mighty in battle, the conqueror, the peace speaker, and not just, everybody, somebody hear me right now. He is not just the peace speaker of my life, but he is the peacemaker of my life. Who believes that with me? He is the peacemaker of my life. So a peace speaker will say words that sound accommodating, and they will say words that allow there to be compromise. But a peacemaker is willing to walk to the forefront of the battle and conquer the foe that is in front of us. He is not just my peace speaker. Every now and then I have to go toe to toe. Amen. Every now and then I have to decide I'm going to walk up there to the front line of battle and I'm going to take on the enemy. Why? Because I have the peacemaker that's on my side. I see Jesus. I'm not going to look at the foe that's in front of me. I'm going to see the one that is with me, and that is Jesus. He never leaves me. He never forsakes me. He goes before me. He stands beside me. His banner over me is love. Amen. He is the foundation that I am built upon, and he is the reward behind me. He comes up. He surrounds me. Can I tell you, when you encounter the enemy, amen, the peacemaker is fighting for you. Amen. The conqueror. Amen. The one who fights for us. And his name is Jesus. We see Jesus. Come on. Somebody say it this way. I see Jesus. Come on, change your vernacular here. It's not just we see Jesus. Yeah, we do as a church. But at some point in time, you got to see Jesus for yourself. I see Jesus. When I'm alone and nobody's around, I see Jesus. When I don't know what to do, I see Jesus. When I don't understand the field, when my heart is overwhelming me, amen, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. What is that rock? What is his name? Jesus. Amen. That rock will follow you. Amen. Somebody say it right now. I see Jesus. Come on, as we begin to pray all over this house and somebody comes to this altar and repents of their sins and is baptized in Jesus' name this day and filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come on, you see Jesus. Amen. Walk to this altar right now. Amen. With that problem and that diagnosis and that disease and that worry and that fear and that child and all those things that the enemy has tried to intimidate you about, trying to take your vision. Amen. We see Jesus. Amen. Yeah, it might look bad, but you can look at something better today. It might feel bad, but you can feel something better today. I see Jesus. I see Jesus. I see Jesus today. I see Jesus through the cloud and the fog that presents itself to my life. I see Jesus. When I can't see anything else, I choose to see Jesus. I see Jesus. The one who is made a little lower than the angels. Took upon himself the form of a servant. Amen. The likeness of man. Became the sacrifice for us. I see Jesus.